Yo, what's going on, podcast listeners? Welcome back to another episode of the Dream Team Nation podcast. And I'm your host, Ulysses Flagg, podcast listeners. In today's episode, what I want to just talk about is the NBA Finals. So join me as I discuss this topic. Alright, podcast listeners, so one of the biggest sports events is amongst us right now, and that's the NBA Finals, which will be featuring the Golden State Warriors and the Boston Celtics. Now, the series has already started. The Boston Celtics won game one last night. And it was a very, very good game, you know what I mean? A lot of back and forth, a lot of three-point shooting, just a lot of great ball movement, a lot of great defense. Overall, both teams played very well. And, you know, it just, as a sports fan, you can kind of appreciate the level of competition that was displayed last night, you know what I mean? And so, I'm just excited about the NBA Finals, man. But before I go on any further in this podcast episode, guys, make sure you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. If you have any ideas on topics that you may want to discuss, or you just may want to hear me just talk about and, you know, hear my opinion on things, or just have a bunch of different discussions about things, you can always DM me on Instagram, and I'm also on YouTube. I'm also on Facebook as well. And at the end of this episode, I will be letting you guys know what is my social media profiles. So anyway, guys, let's get back into the podcast. So the NBA Finals, right? Boston Celtics came out on game one. And to me, you know, a lot of sports analysts has been saying that they feel like Golden State is going to win this within six games, maybe even seven games. But I do feel like the Boston Celtics match up very well with the Golden State Warriors, with their length, with their physicality, and the way how they play team ball and the level of confidence that the Boston Celtics have. And, you know, and just the amount of, and just the road, the path that they have took, you know, to reach the NBA Finals, whether they're beating the Miami Heat, you know, they beat the Milwaukee Bucks, and then they swept the Brooklyn Nets. So all of those teams was very, very battle tested. All of those teams was, you know, had champion caliber players on their team. You know, when you think about it, from the Miami Heat, PJ Tucker was a champion. Kyle Lowry was a champion. Then when you get down to the Milwaukee Bucks, we all know the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA Finals last year. And then when you get down to the Brooklyn Nets, even the Brooklyn Nets, they had NBA champions on their team, whether it was Kevin Durant, Kyrie. So, I mean, those teams was very battle-tested, you know, and I think they helped, you know, I think they really helped prepare the Boston Celtics for Golden State. And so nothing to take away from Golden State, but right now and this time, I really do believe that it's time, like the road to the NBA Finals, man, we all know that it's very tough. You know, if you watch the NBA period, or if you just watch any sports or participate in any sport period, we all know that during the season, you know, everybody's goal is always to get to the championship or to win a championship. And you just never know what happens you know, throughout the seasons. You can't always say, well, hey, next year we'll get there. Because next year things can happen, man. Injuries happens, trades happens. You know, trades happen. We always have coaches getting fired, you know, like all of that stuff happens. So you can't always promise that the next year you're going to always get back to the NBA Finals or to any sort of championship game. You know, you have to take that moment and live in that moment and try to take advantage of it right then. So that's my thought. That's just my thoughts on the game of this year final. Of this series with the Boston Celtics. I just really truly feel like they have a group of guys that really want to take it, and they really want to prove to themselves and to the rest of the world that, hey, we're here and we're here to stay. You know, we got great coaching staffs, we got great teammates, and we'll battle against anybody any given day. You know, now as far as in Golden State Warriors, my take on the Golden State Warriors, man, they just have, you know, two of the greatest shooters of all time within Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, you know, and one of the greatest passer in Draymond Green. You know, Draymond Green, man, the way how they run their offense, they run that thing so well, man. Draymond Green know who the right player to get the ball to. Sorry, guys. I just had got interrupted. But where was I? So like I was saying, man, you know, Draymond Green, he's a very great passer of the ball. He knows where every player on the court should be. You know, he know who to get the ball to at the right time. And you know, with Jordan Poole coming off the bench, they have Andre Iguodala coming off the bench. They have Otto Porter coming off the bench. You know, and the Golden State Warriors really are loaded on the offensive end. You know, of the offensive end. And they just, you know, play so well, man. You have to really not be able to make a mistake. That's what I learned about Boston in game one so far. Boston know that they can't make a mistake, and if they do make a mistake, they have to go back on the other end of the court and try to make a shot and make up for it. Because one mistake turn into two mistakes and three mistakes, and you can find yourself down by 15 to 20 points with the Golden State Warriors, because these guys are very consistent. These guys are always on key, and they always looking for the weakest link to expose when they have the ball. So, and you know, this is why I feel like this series is very well matched up, because Marcus Smart is the defensive player of the year, you know. And then when you add him in with Al Horford, who's 6'10", 6'11", who can shoot the three ball, who can move defensively, even though he's in his 17th year in the NBA, the guy still plays great sometimes on defense. Sometimes I feel like he's a liability sometimes, but his offensive game kind of balanced that out. So he may lose his responsibility sometimes on the defense and get lost, leaving players open. But on the offensive side, when they have the ball, you know, Al Horford can hit threes, he can rebound get offensive rebounds very well, things of that nature. And he's a great passer too as well. But yeah, so that's why, like I said, that's why I think this series match up so well, man, with just the length of the Boston Celtics and the great defense that they play, because they can guard anybody. Boston Celtics can guard anybody, you know what I mean? And that's what I've seen so far. And their whole team was contributing on last night's game. So, but yeah, guys. So, and then also too, the coaching staff matches up as well too, you know. The coaching staff matches up very well with both guys. So overall, man, this is going to be a great series. I'm very excited for this year's NBA Finals. You know what I mean? It doesn't look like it's one-sided at all. You know, it looks very balanced. It can go up or down, you know, between both teams. You don't know who gonna win. One team may win two games. The other team may win two games. One team may win at, you know, lose at home. The other team may lose at home. So this right here looks like it's gonna go all the way to game seven, guys. But let me know. And let me know if you like this this podcast episode. If you want to hear me talk more about sports, if you like the way I broke down these two teams, and you want to just hear my opinions on many other sports topics, just let me know, guys. And you can also, once again, you can also DM me on Facebook at Ulysses Flag. And that's spelled ULYSSESFLAGG on Facebook. Let me know if you want to hear more topics. You can also DM me on Instagram at Ulysses_Flag09. And also, too, guys, you can leave a voicemail right here on Anchor or wherever you get your podcast from. You can voicemail me, and you can also Gmail me at ulyssesflag09@gmail.com. Let me know that you're supporting the podcast. Let me know that you like the podcast and you have already subscribed. So thanks, guys. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I'll see you guys in the next. Peace.